Welcome to Firm Foundation. In these times of shifting standards and faulty foundations, there is a solid place on which to build a victorious life. And that place is the firm foundation of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Your host for Firm Foundation is Brian Hudson, a Bible teacher, pastor, author, and producer of Life Enriching Media.
I look forward to sharing with you now a message from God's Word entitled Lessons from Nehemiah,
Building with Purpose, Passion, and Joy.
And let's go now into God's Word. Go to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, reading our text. Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday before the men, the women, and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law, so that they read distinctly from the book in the law of God. And they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law." Then he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to the Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Amen. What a great day in the lives of the people. As you may be aware, Nehemiah led the effort for select people to return from Babylon to Jerusalem to help people still living there who were in distress, to rebuild the wall around the city, and to restore hope and worship. Through their effort and passion, the wall around Jerusalem was rebuilt in 52 days. That's amazing. That's an astonishing accomplishment. It's a testament to the power of purpose and the effort of one man, Nehemiah, to make a difference. Listen, one person can always make a difference. You should be that person. Now, in this text, we see that the people gathered to hear the word of God, which was the law of Moses, the first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch, as it's called. And this was something many people had never experienced. Again, those who were in Babylon in captivity and those left behind in Jerusalem, many had never heard the word, had never read from the law, never heard it spoken or preached. This explains why people were emotional. They were very emotional when they heard the words and they wept. That's why the priest said, "Don't sorrow, don't grieve. This is a time not of sorrow, but of celebration." As Ezra said, "This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Now, Nehemiah and the people who came with him had been living in prosperous Babylon. The people in Jerusalem were in a difficult place and had many needs. Regardless of how blessed you become in life in this world, don't forget your people and know that true joy comes from doing God's will. The Hebrew word for strength literally means protection and safe harbor. Having more is sometimes a lure to become complacent and captive to comfort. Nehemiah was the king's cupbearer. He was an important man in Babylon. But this was only a form of comfortable captivity. Again, to have a lot, to have abundance in captivity, it's still captivity, even though it feels comfortable. So he refused to dwell in that. Doing God's will brings strength through joy. Please hear that. Doing God's will brings strength through joy. As with many instances of the word joy, is associated with or contrasted to pain or challenge. There's always a story behind joy. Today, I want to help you discover your joy story. Okay, it's always a story behind joy. It comes from something, not just happiness. Happiness is nice, but happiness comes and goes. Joy is foundational. Now, here's part of Israel's story of joy. Israel's captivity in Babylon was not brutal captivity. When Nebuchadnezzar, the king of the Chaldeans, conquered Jerusalem, he only deported the most prosperous and prominent citizens from Judah, professionals and priests and craftsmen and the wealthy. He left the others behind in Jerusalem. His intention was not to destroy the Israelites. His intention was to use them to advance his own kingdom. Now, Nehemiah was born in Babylon and raised in exile and captivity. Nehemiah was a high official in the Persian court of King Artaxerxes I. Nehemiah served the king's cupbearer. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 11 says this. But this put him in a position to speak to the king and request favors from the king. Again, God positioned him. Even though he was born in captivity, even though he was raised in exile, God had a plan that no one knew except God. And now Nehemiah was finding out, and the people were learning of God's plan. I began to realize this, that we have been in captivity to coronavirus, COVID-19. And, you know, think about this, that in some ways, our captivity was similar to that of Israel in that, you know, it's relatively comfortable. We're not, except for those who have suffered from the virus, the rest of us have had a relatively comfortable captivity, especially in our nation. And think about that. The Nehemiah and the Israelites living in Babylon had homes. They had a community inside of Babylon. In fact, they probably had more freedom of movement than we've had during the shelter season of our captivity, if you will. But this experience of Nehemiah in Babylon prepared him to serve a greater purpose. And I believe we also have seen that God's been helping us to realize a greater purpose, even during this, we call it lockdown, which is not, it wasn't lockdown, people, it was a shelter in place. Okay, lockdown happens in prison. Now, even though Nehemiah had no direct connection to Jerusalem, he always knew Israel was his homeland and Jerusalem was the capital city. Seasons of captivity or limitation always have a greater purpose. Something about Nehemiah never visiting Jerusalem put that city in a special place in his heart and mind. He, again, knew about it, but never had visited, just heard about it. Sometimes we learn to respect or desire the things that we don't have more than people who have those things. So again, this captivity of Nehemiah, our captivity, it raises an appreciation for travel, for us, for travel and vacations and hop on an airplane and go somewhere. I mean, now that we don't have it, we appreciate it more. And Nehemiah had a similar experience as being a Jew, an Israelite, living in Babylon, away from his homeland. Now, after hearing about the sad tale of the affairs in Judah, Nehemiah acquired the king's permission to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the city and its fortifications. He's even given letters from the king to ensure safe passage and to obtain timber from the king's forests for the gates and walls of Jerusalem. Now, Nehemiah had an interest that became a passion. Please hear that. Nehemiah had an interest that became a passion. Again, lessons from Nehemiah is our topic today. And that passion became a source of joy and strength. It came from an encounter with the Lord and through prayer. We read about that in Nehemiah chapter 1 and 2. He didn't just go and see and have a burden. He sought the Lord and his interest became a passion. Amen. And so God began to empower him for the purpose he was about to undertake. The hurried work of repairing and rebuilding Jerusalem's walls and gates was completed in 52 days. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15 tells you that. And there are parallels between Israel's captivity in Babylon and our captivity to coronavirus. We have to consider that part of God's design for a season, any season, was to help him and help us grow closer to God. Now, these seasons also provide the opportunity to purge out unnecessary things that hold us back and to refocus. Again, that's what happened in Israel and Babylon. It's happening to us in COVID-19 season. The old saying is, absence makes the heart grow fonder. I mean, can you imagine how much joy we'll have in getting back into our fellowship and worshiping and seeing the saints? I saw one of our elders yesterday. I hadn't seen him for a few weeks. It's amazing how much you miss God's people. And as pastors, we're wired for people. So it's been tough on us, all of us, I'm sure. But again, this season is making us appreciate what we don't have before us. And I believe Nehemiah, from not ever having been to Israel, to Jerusalem, he had a great appreciation for what God would use him to do. Now, there has been another captivity with African Americans and black men in this season. And that has to do with the injustice and mistreatment and violence we've seen in the murder of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, I think his name is, and others before him have brought focus to this injustice. And it's now very clear that black lives do matter and that people have become very focused on this now. Unfortunately, we've had riots which have distracted from the importance of keeping the message of getting injustice out, you know, before us. And I think it's so wrong to loot and to take advantage or to infiltrate a peaceful protest. We've seen that. That season of captivity has also happened. In some ways, African Americans have been in various forms of captivity since we landed on these shores 400 years ago. And the current outcry against the murder of George Floyd, an innocent black man accused of no crime, but who angered a white police officer and was thus, you know, abused and killed, there's a captivity of expectation for black people to submit, to be subservient and compliant. And we're all aware of it. And some black folks play along and some of us don't. But it's injustice, all right, in our country. We're all Americans and should be treated properly. Nehemiah was a man of great privilege in Babylon under Nebuchadnezzar. And he used his privilege to serve the Lord, serve his people, and to serve his purpose. That was the source of his joy. Joy is not an emotion. Joy leads to good emotions, but joy is strength from the Lord. Please hear that. Joy is strength from the Lord, and your joy comes from purpose. Israel's and Nehemiah's enemies tried to discourage and discredit them, but they kept building. Their enemies conspired against them, but they kept building. Their enemies wanted to have a conversation in Ono, but they declined and kept building. Nehemiah 6, verse 1 says, "And it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem the Arab, and the rest of the enemies, our enemies, heard that I had rebuilt the wall and that there were no breaks left in it, though at that time I had not hung the doors to the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent to me saying, 'Come, let us meet together among the villages in the plain of Ono.' But they thought to do me harm. So I sent messengers to them saying, 'I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you?' But they sent me this message four times and I answered them in the same manner." Now listen, sometimes when enemies cannot compete with you or defeat you, they will ask for a meeting, to have a conversation, and waste your time. How you use your time is part of your purpose and is part of your joy. Please hear that. How you use your time is part of your purpose and part of your joy. People want to have conversations about race. Another conversation. No, I'm not having a conversation. What you're going to do is hold people in your sphere accountable, all right, for racist actions. You don't want to get into conversations when people are not intending to act and do what is right. It's just a waste of your time. So again, your time is as important to your purpose as everything else you're doing. Please understand that. So don't go into meetings or waste time in conversations that do not extend to God's purpose in your life. Regarding conversations, I'm not referring only to people. Sometimes in our own minds, tricks are being played in our own minds to pull us away from purpose and from our joy. Now, in Nehemiah chapter 8, they experienced a restoration to the law or the word of God. In Nehemiah chapter 9, they experienced repentance and restoration of relationship to God. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 36 says this, "Here we are, servants today, and the land that you gave to our fathers to eat its fruit and its bounty. Here we are, servants in it." Verse 37 says, "And it yields much increase to the kings you have set over us because of our sins. Also, they have dominion over our bodies and our cattle at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. And because of all this, we make a sure covenant and write it. Our leaders, our Levites, and our priests seal it." You see, the people recognized that they were in captivity. It was not brutal, but it was not good. It wasn't God's purpose. And sometimes you find yourself captive and you're serving the purpose of others and not serving the purpose of God. And I believe this pandemic has helped us clarify a lot of issues. We have the injustice that's been done. All these factors are making us understand that captivity and challenge helps us to refocus. What we see here is the restoration of the people of God with God. Joy comes out of the recognition of what the Lord has done and is doing, such as when God's people in Nehemiah's day completed the wall around Jerusalem as they purposed to do. Nehemiah 12:43 says this, "Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The women and the children also rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard afar off." Amen. Understand this. Joy is not denial of your own pain or the pain of others. The joy of the Lord is your strength and perspective. It is your strength because joy is from the Lord, and anything He provides gives you strength. Joy is your perspective because you focus on the right things. In every situation in captivity, there's something good that God wants you to see. Please receive that. Remember that God's design for the outcome of trials, including COVID, is to cause you to become mature and complete, lacking nothing. Again, let patience have its perfect work. We've been reading that and sharing that all this season, the past several months. James chapter 1, verse 2 says, "My brethren, count it all joy." There's that word joy. "When you fall into various trials, knowing this, the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect or mature and complete, lacking nothing." This is what Nehemiah discovered. Through purpose, he gained strength. He gained joy. The joy of God was his strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And through this season, God is bringing you through. He says, "Count it all joy, because at the end of this thing, you'll have more than you had when you went in." Please receive that. It's God's design for trials. We think we're going to lose something. We fear losing. But if we lean into God, trust God, follow Him, let His joy be our strength, you'll come out mature and complete, lacking nothing. Say it. Say, "Lord, thank you. I'm going to come through this mature and complete, lacking nothing." Come on, say it. "Lord, I'm going to come through this mature and complete, lacking nothing." One final thought. Isaiah gave a prophecy in chapter 55, verse 12. I want to encourage you to let your seasons sing. You know, we're in seasons. We're in spring season now, coming up on summer. And we've passed through winter and fall. We've seen the seasons. But every season has a song. And let your season sing. Isaiah 55, verse 12 says this, "For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth in singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Amen. If nature can rejoice at the presence of God, if every season can rejoice in God, then so can we. Amen. You be encouraged in this season, whether it's captivity, whether it is a season of abundance, wherever you are, whoever you are, God has a plan for you. Let him work. Let him do what he wants to do.